There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year.
No, you can't sing that. That's copyrighted.
Well, it's Happy New
That'd
Year
be
to you.
Birthday song.
All right. Well, I never did say I was singing a different tune.
Were you?
I was singing Heart of Glass. It's a new year, Andrew, for the majority of us, isn't it? I think you can safely say that.
What do you mean, everyone but the Chinese?
No, I just think for the majority of us, it's a new year. There's probably people who have got different calendars and stuff. So are you full of hope or just full of dippers and blue drink? Do you get it?
Yeah, it's the thing you do, isn't it? I'm as full of hope as I always am.
Which is how much?
About 95% hope.
95% hope.
5% fear.
Well, over Christmas, I had Heroes, Celebrations, Quality Street and Roses, the full
gamut.
House, yeah?
Okay.
And the surprise winner in my house was Heroes.
Right, why was that a surprise?
Well, I'd never think of that they're right at the pinnacle of the Christmas sweets, Christmas chocolates, but you got a Twirl chocolate eclair dairy milk.
Whisper.
And the Celebrations, Andrew, can more or less fuck off.
Why is that, though?
Because of the sheer amount of Galaxy caramels they put in there.
They're very sweet, aren't they, the Galaxy caramels?
Oh, no, thank you.
The Bounties can fuck off.
Really?
I love a Twix, but I don't love a Celebrations Twix. Because it feels like there's a bit too much biscuit to chocolate going on.
The ratios are wrong,
Doesn't feel right.
Ratios are important in cooking, Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy a full size Twix.
What was your best
one now? Have you got one now?
No, I haven't got one now. What was your best present?
My best present, I got a new turntable to play my records on.
Play your records on. What did you play of that pop stuff?
7 inches, 12 inches. Got a couple of 10 inches.
Yeah.
I got a picture disc yesterday in Age Concern.
Yeah.
Of Born Free by Vic Reeves.
Really?
Yeah, picture disc, $4.99.
Does he look gorgeous on it?
Beautiful, 1991.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah,
you're
smooth.
A good looking lad then. My favourite present was my ray gun.
Who got you that, your wife?
I see you're immune to it, aren't you?
Yeah. Can't get through the fat.
Well, everyone seems to be immune to it. I've been firing at people. One of my cats.
Is it loaded?
Yeah, listen. One of my cats puts its ears back, so he's partially reacts
to it.
So
you just target him, do you, mainly?
Mainly target him, yeah. How did your son's panto go? Just genuine question. Did
he
go all right?
He's still doing it.
Jeez.
He's got another 3 to go till this weekend.
How many times have you been to see it?
I've only seen it once. I'm going to go and see it again on Saturday for the last time.
Yeah.
I might sit in the front row and barrack him.
If you're a proper showbiz dad, you'd be there every night, every afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I've got better things to do. Data's been on.
Get anything nice in your crackers, Andrew?
Best thing in the crackers that I got was a little pen.
A tiny little
useful pen. It was like a bookie's pen, but silver.
Silver?
Not silver ink, silver casing.
Silver casing?
Yeah.
Is that the first time you've ever handled a precious metal?
It might have been, yeah. First time I've had a pen out of a cracker anyway. That's little for you.
I got a cheese grater in one of them.
What?
Yeah.
Full size?
No,
how big was your cracker?
Tiny cheese grater. You know, you could get to work on a baby bell with it, you know what I mean?
Bosh fucker.
The wife wants to know, Andrew, if you've had a baby.
There's been rumours.
Well, it's just she felt your tits looked a bit swollen.
There's been rumours, but no, I have not. I am not with child.
You've not recently had a baby?
No, I don't think I'm pregnant. I've put a bit of weight on over Christmas, but that's just...
Andrew, do you want to play Buttress, Buttress, Oink, Oink, Wink, Honk, Pap? Up to you.
Go on.
It's a one-off. It'll never reappear.
If it's a one-off, then I will.
Well, what do you think a buttress is? Do you like a buttress?
I don't know what a buttress is.
A buttress is like a structure that supports a wall. You know, so if you say a long wall, that's a buttress, Andrew.
Right.
And my little quiz for you was, Do you know what sort of buttress this is? A pilaster buttress.
No.
No.
This is going well.
It's a purely decorative buttress actually got no, you know, like no real use to it.
I don't see the point of that, but
well, it's decorative. That's the point, isn't it?
It depends what you need.
There's no point in wallpaper or that lovely tie you're wearing.
I put the flashing lights on in a minute.
Now listen up. What about the flying buttress? You bet you've heard of that.
The flying buttress. Yeah. Is that a brand of guitar?
No, we're talking about buttresses, aren't we? What's a flying buttress?
I thought
buttress?
It was like buttress or not a buttress.
No, it's buttress, so buttress, oink, oink, wink, honk, pap.
A flying buttress is a one that is a buttress, but it is not attached to the ground.
It's attached to the ground, but it's attached via an arch to an upper floor.
Right.
Yeah, to take the lateral forces from an upper
level.
Floor wall,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there any point in me asking you what a French buttress is?
You can ask.
What's a French buttress, Andre?
It is a buttress that opens outwards into a second area.
No, Andrew, it's not. You don't open up buttresses.
I did better with the marshes and the bogs, didn't I?
You did, actually, to be honest with you. It's a diagonal.
I came into this feeling confident based on what I'd done with the marshes and the bogs.
Well, what a French buttress is the weakest part of a wall, yeah? Is the corner, right? Say a walled garden, you know, where you might have an adventure or something like that.
Yeah.
So a French buttress is 45 degrees to the corner of the wall, giving it that extra bit of support, Andrew.
Okay.
Do you want a name?
What you got?
I've got the Indian Man, Lady Onions or Pork Chop Johnson. Do you want to know any more about any of them?
Please, yeah.
Pork Chop Johnson, right, his big claim is a pork chop a day keeps the whiffles at bay.
Mm.
So that's his thing.
Right.
Lady Onions, right, she makes the boys cry.
I like her.
Right, with her vapours, acrid vapours and that. And she has very dry, peeling skin.
Mm, again, I like that as well.
Floats around a bit, you know, as if maybe,
in
a ghostly manner. The Indian Man...
let's have that then.
He's living an Indian-style life by the UK seaside.
Do you elaborate on what an Indian-style life is?
whatever that means to you. Or you can be Ronnie Hot Dogs.
Can I just be Ronnie Hot Dogs for this
one? Yeah, of course you can. And can I be International Anderson? Because I did... I regretted not taking it last week.
No, you can't. Well, all right, you can, but there's two other choices.
Go on, then.
Edward Cigarettes.
Nice.
Like Edward Scissorhands, but he's got 10 regals stuck on the end of his fingers.
Yeah.
He's currently suing the World Health Organization because he believes they came up with the e-cigarette format as both a rival to his unique brand and also as a piss take of his name.
Mm.
That's Edward Cigarettes for
all
you.
All right, I agree.
Or you can be Robert Probepod. He's the host of an increasingly popular podcast looking at the wide range of probe tubes on the market these days, including revealing interviews with users and members of the Probe Tube online support community. Robert Probepod.
I would like to be International Anderson, if I may.
Fair enough.
Did you watch much Christmas TV, Andrew?
I watched the Bruss documentary about 5 times. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much.
Some people said that was quite heartbreaking in places.
I suppose it was.
But, it was funny as well.
It's a recommendation, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge recommendation. It's on iPlayer, and if you get the Blu-ray or DVD, you get bonus features.
The other thing that whilst you're on your iPlayer,
like
I came across it the other day, deep into the menu, is there's one called Who Was Driving, I think it's called.
Right.
And it's a car crash.
Nope.
Where two different people say that they were driving the car.
Okay.
And you, I didn't work it out.
Is it like this Black Mirror thing where you...
No, it's real. It's got a completely true crime options. Thing. But you can't help but watch it thinking, I reckon it was him. Oh, right. I reckon it was him.
It's American.
No, British.
Oh.
Happened somewhere near Birmingham, I think. It's very good. I reckon I got about 40 hours TV in at Christmas.
Did you?
Something like that.
Probably will have done.
Did a lot of Chasemas. Watched a lot of The Chase back to back.
Did you? Find myself watching The Chase normally at about 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
When I've got a little bit of booze left and I've run out of options.
Yeah.
I'll watch an old episode of The Chase. That's nice.
Toy Story 1, 2 and 3 I watched on the build-up
In the right order?
Yeah, watched them in the right order on Nabeeb. Irish West Christmas Special.
Don't know what that is.
It's my favourite Christmas channel. It's Irish country music, yeah. Old Irish music, and they do a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Do you know the song? It was only a winter's
tale. I love that song, David Essex.
Just another. Yeah. Well, I can recreate Irish West if you're willing to just sing that. It's right. The highlight of this year was a woman and a man singing that song.
Okay.
If you'll be the man.
It was only a winter's tale. Just another winter's tale.
And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? And you enjoy.
Is that an iPlayer as well?
No, you'd have to. Oh, I don't know. You might have to go online to get that. And of course, I watched Practical Caravan, Practical Motorhome, as I always do.
Any new developments on that to speak of?
Well, at last there was a caravan that didn't have the chest between the two seats at the front and just had a curved, like, staple-shaped seating arrangement, and I applauded fully.
Okay.
So I see who that is on the phone.
Yeah, why not? British Gas again, maybe?
It says it's from Baby Bird. And it says, Happy New Year.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you, Baby Bird.
Thank you, Baby Bird.
I've got some questions from my quads.
Oh, great.
If you'd like to respond to them.
Yeah, of course I will.
Dear Uncle Bob, can you ride a bike?
Yes.
If so, did you have your bike specifically built to accommodate your stumpy little legs? And then it says, ask above question again, re-bike helmet and his silly little peanut-shaped head.
Oh, well, I do have to put the seat pretty low, as you can imagine, you know. And I do find myself more comfortable on a lass's bike, like.
Yeah.
You know?
With, like, little bits of.
Well, I can shift my.
Tinsel and that.
I can shift my perineum forward into the void that you get on a lady's bike.
Right.
And just pedal. Pedal that way.
Okay.
You know, if I'm going to the shops or the ice rink, something like that.
Second question, do you have a special nickname emblazoned on the frame of your custom built girl's bike, i.e., Little Twat, or Michael Jackson Jr., or Sex Jockey?
No, I've just got flames.
Just flames.
Yeah.
And finally, have you got the strength to get your front wheel up when mounting the curb from the road? Or do you have to A, have to get off and lift it up manually? Or B, have to get off and get your wife to lift it up for you because you can't get it up?
What, are you suggesting my wife walks behind me as I ride my bike?
Walks behind you, pushes you, is there for emotional support? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not my question, it's the kids.
Well, no kids. I have got enough power.
You can just
to get up a little low curb, yeah.
Fine, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for the questions.
Do you have anything controversial you'd like to say about vegan sausage rolls? Because everyone seems to be doing that at the minute.
Well, I don't know if this is controversial. I'll just say this, I'd like to try them.
I'd like to try them as well.
I'm
glad they exist.
Well, I think it's a good idea to put different cuisines all over the shop.
Yeah.
So you get that.
Oh,
another message. Not same one, on repeat.
Yeah. Thanks again, Baby Bird.
Have you ever noticed? I say, have you actually ever noticed? Right. That when you're handling iron pyrite, small amounts of sulfuric acid can leach onto your brass hand and cause it to taint. Have you ever noticed that? Have you? Have I helped you to remember that? Have I dragged up that memory for you? Do you remember level 42? Hey, dear, do you remember them? They're all dead now, breaks your heart, doesn't it?
They're not dead.
I'm not.
No.
Oh, sorry about that. Right.
Have you ever noticed that the signs on toilet doors, do you know them signs that are on the door, you know, when you got to choose which is women's, which is men's, have you ever noticed they're losing some of the clarity these days? Have you noticed that? So you go in the ladies by mistake and the brass hand buffer is using a perfumed hand oil. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
Do you remember Pink Floyd, eh? Oh, they're all dead now. It breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Some of them are dead.
Oh, they're not all dead.
Two of them.
All right, fair enough.
Getting there, though. Is that it?
Yep.
Hey, speaking of Pink Floyd, do you think Pink Floyd still wish you were here? I mean, it was, you know, like 1975 when that album came out, I think, and they've probably changed their opinions about you. Since then,
I'd like to think that
you might say them more often than you did then, so that sort of longing isn't there anymore. Do you say much of Pink Floyd these days, Bob?
Do you know, I never really liked Pink Floyd.
Do you not?
No,
me either. I'm not a fan.
Are you happy with Sunderland's Like social media?
It's social media. Oh, the football club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
They do all right, don't they?
Yeah, they're doing some good, funny stuff.
Yeah, I'm a bit... like.
You think it's a bit smart-ass?
I don't follow Sunderland's. Right, is it worth a follow?
I think so.
All right.
I don't follow Middlesbrough. Shall I follow Middlesbrough?
Well...
And you can follow Sunderland's and we'll compare and contrast.
Well, Middlesbrough's is quite just factual. Scores, it, fixtures, yeah. Ticket availability.
Dry, Pulis-inspired.
Fucking
info.
Well, I did just want to say, you know, like... As it's a new year, you may remember, Andrew, that before the season ball had been kicked, mm-hmm. I predicted promotion from the Championship for Norwich and Hull.
Mm-hmm.
I still stand by those predictions.
Good. I predicted Middlesbrough.
Mm.
Playoffs, maybe? Oh, playoff final at Wembley. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah, well, I've never...
Grinding out a 1-0 win.
No, well, I've been to Wembley 6 times with the Borough. I've lost every time. Does no good memories.
Time for another Memory Man segment. Bob, it's time for you to re-establish your credentials, if you don't mind.
Don't mind in the slightest.
Here we go. Memory Man, do you remember the Morecambe & Wise advert for the Atari 2600 in 1982?
Yes.
Whoa, Memory Man in full effect. Very good, well done. And I'll tweet that one out as well because the Jimmy Neal clip went very well last time out of Spender chasing the Metro down the tracks.
Oh, so what are you going to tweet out?
I'll tweet out the Morecambe & Wise advert. What do you think I was going to tweet out you with your gun? Because I can tweet that out as well if you want.
All right, Mob. And happy new year to you and your mate, right? And, so I'm sat here on the ring road, like by the retail park, where I've been shopping for bargains in the new year sales, like, you know. Just passing time, really, because I'm in all sorts of shit, like, you with the wife and... not really welcome back home just at the moment, like, you know. And she took me car keys and she gave me favourite puffer jacket to the bloke who lives opposite, you know, the one with the massive cyst on his shoulder and a barrel of daffodils laid by his carriage door, you know. Anyway, so... The sales there are pretty good, like, you know, and I got mainly electrical stuff from Pifco brand. I got a Pifco electric over blanket, just having a look in my bag, like, I got a Pifco heated portable clothes dryer, a 800 watt Pifco dehumidifier, a Pifco 1600 watt fan heater, a rechargeable handheld garment steamer, which is also by Pifco. I think, you know, that Pifco is a good compromise, like, you know, between cost and quality. Like, the lads there at Pifco have really got their operation just about right, so... So, well done, Pifco. You know, each time, like, I make a purchase, I get a little rush of happiness, but it soon goes, really. Not yet. Anyway, I suppose I better tell you about me current predicament regarding a wife, like, you know. It all started on New Year Eve when, out of the blue, the wife asked me if I was going to Mike Ashley's New Year's Eve party, like. Well, this was very unexpected, right, because I haven't gone for the last 10 years, even though secretly I would like
would have loved to, like, you know. No, I don't think I'll bother, love. I'd rather just have a quiet night up in me room than bring you your New Year's egg board at midnight, you know.
Oh, don't be such a fucking miserable and shit man, Peter. Get yourself there. I've got back-to-back border control JF fucking K to watch, and I don't want you scrutting about on me fronties whilst I'm watching.
Oh, well, I mean, are you sure, love, like?
Yes, I'm fucking sure, you dreary prick.
Thanks, love. I'll lay out a boiler trail on the arm of your settee for you, like, you know. Have you got plenty salt and pepper in your slippers?
Are you still fucking here?
I am. So, whoops, sorry, though, right? So, I'm so excited, like, Bob, and I go into my room and I flatten me fringe nice and flush with me forehead using my Pifco air press by Pifco. Then I quickly change into me tight yellow V-neck cashmere and light blue airline slacks and my pointy midnight creeper dance shoes. On with my puffer jacket and I am away into the night. See you, lover. I won't be late.
Like I give a flying fuck in a hailstorm. Fuck off.
Well, the party is in full swing and I arrive. Mr. Ashley, who incidentally I respect more than any man on earth, has tied an Alsatian to his back, like, you know, for fun and that. Alan Shearer is describing everything that has just happened, exactly how it did happen. And Robson Green is under the sofa shaking hands with a little Russian mouse. Anyway, as kind of usual, I find myself alone in the kitchen, hovering around the snacks, and, oh, but when I see it, it's a chicken wrap that is so plump and bulbous that it could be mistaken for a flat goose. I pick it up, and it's as heavy as a chimp's hand. One bite and I am totally besotted, like. The chicken is a lovely, lumpy lump as a chod farm. The lettuce is as crispy, crunch crispy as an angel's frozen wing. And the wrap is as forgiving as Gandhi's chiropodist. I love a chicken wrap, me, you know. Suddenly, there's a tap on my shoulder. And I turn to see a beautiful blonde lass in what I can only describe as a sexy outfit.
Eee, that wrap looks beautiful. It looks terrifically lumpy. Eee, I love my chicken lumpy, same as I like my testicles.
Well, Bob, I am totally besotted, you know. Wow. Would you like a bite, love? I'm afraid this was the last one, like, you know.
Eh, I would and all. You hold it up for a while, and I'll take a good old lumpy munch. Oh, that's a bumpy, chunky, lumpy treat, isn't it? I like your hairstyle. Who cuts it for a?
Nah, it's just Albanian bloke in biker, like. He's a cobbler by trade, but he's got steady hand in the afternoon, and I'm pretty pleased with the look, you know.
Aye, it's nice. It makes you look like you could handle a plough, you know, a seed drill, like.
So we talk for a while, and it turns out she owns a Pifco heated mattress cover, and, well, at this point, I have to admit, but I'm very taken with this lady. Suddenly, though, I am in...
It is very long, isn't it, Andy?
Right,
are you drifting off?
No, I'm fine.
Suddenly, though, I am in a panic as she declares that she has to leave and return to her Riverside apartment. Her taxi is on the way. I offer to walk her to the curbside, like, and would you believe it, Bob? She puts on a burnt orange puffer with integrated puffer money belt, detachable puffer rain hood, and a zip so robust you could tether the puppy to it. Well, we are out waiting by the curb, like, you know, for the taxi, when she looks me in the eye and asks if I would like to come back to her apartment, you know, to see in the new year. My mouth is dry as I blurt out, yet I would like that very much, you know. Then I hear,
you fucking dirty, cheating, little, spooky fucking doll. How fucking dare you?
And my wife emerges from behind the teeth, behind the deciduous bush. Oh, shit, not what you're thinking, love.
Don't fucking tell me what I'm thinking, you fucking creepy bitch. I ought to fucking lamp you to Avignon and back. Dijon at fucking best.
Then she hands the lad last 50 quid, you know, and then the lass just walks off like, you know. Well, what's going on, love? I don't really understand.
I fucking set you up. That tart is a fucking honeypot for hire. And she trapped you hook, line and fucking limpet. You will fucking pay for this.
So the taxi came and took us home, and we haven't spoken since, like, you know. And I slipped a couple of fried under her bedroom door, but she just kicks them back out with her, like, a coughed up lung slung on her broken yoke, you know. She opened her door when I passed once and just flicked some leg juices in my face. You know, like that Silent of the Lambs film, like, you know. So here I am at the retail park waiting for a bus. It's funny, you know, Bobby, yeah? Often you don't really know what you've got till it's gone, like, you know, the coaching job, the wife, like, you know, me nice window to stare out of without me churning, stomach churning like 10 to the dozen. Oh, dear. I mean, I'm sure she'll come round, like, you know. I mean, I'm not going to mention entrapment for a while yet, like. So I hope you had a better start of the year, Bob. I'll leave you with a few jokes that were in me Christmas crackers that me and the wife pulled before it all went Todd-shaped, like, you know. What do you get, like, if you eat Christmas decorations? Tinselitis. What has four wheels and flies? A bin lorry. I'll be honest, Bob, my heart's not really in this, so I'll see you, Bob, and happy New Year to you and your mate, like. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a bit of a shame for him, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, that was heartbreaking in
What's
places.
What's his wife thinking?
Well,
setting you know, him up like that.
Yeah, no, that sort of thing goes on. The honey trap business, I believe, is a multi-million dollar industry.
You're kidding me?
I work as a honey trap now and again.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because
you're weekends.
Because you're gorgeous.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, up. He's Roy. He's Roy Hutchison again.
Oh, he is. I'm going to sit in the corner and you'll have me seat.
Let me go. Come on in, Roy. Thank you for coming.
Will you sit here, shall I?
Yeah, that's fine. That's brilliant. So, did you have a good Christmas, Roy? You had a couple of good wins over the holidays.
No, I'm glad you spotted that, Robert. It was a comprehensive Warhammer victory over Enzo's Townsend, who thought he could just throw a load of orcs at me. Oh, I just assembled a dwarf army, finished him off with a grudge bearer. Quickly wiped the smile off his fucking face. Then there was Patrick Van Arnold. He got himself tooled up with a Warhammer starter kit using a gift token he got off his nan for Christmas. But you know what? He spunked the lot on wood elves and I eviscerated him with a load of Norska berserkers in about 20 minutes. Prick. And, to add insult to injury on top of all that, for the playing surface, he just laid some chipboard down on top of his 6x3-foot snooker table. Smaller than regulation 6x4-foot Warhammer dimensions. Find him a week's wages for that.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't referring to Warhammer.
What?
No,
Warhammer.
Warhammer, yeah. I was referring to your wins at Man City and at Wolves.
Oh, I've forgotten about him.
Yeah, but the Wolves match was just last night, Roy.
Well, yeah, but we had a very intense Warhammer session on the couch back afterwards. I was unbeaten in four matches all the way down the M40.
Right, you really love Warhammer, don't you?
Warhammer. Fucking hell. Warhammer.
Yeah, all right. So, transfer window, Roy, it's open again. Have you got any big deals coming up in the offing?
Well, not really. I'm fairly happy with the lads I've got. There's plenty of healthy competition there.
What, like for places in the team, you mean?
No, you freak. For me to pit my wits against in the sacred realm of Warhammer. Although, I've got my eye on a young Swiss lad who keeps posting photos of his armies on Snapchat. That kind of indiscretion should render him very beatable indeed, should I choose to bring him in.
Oh, yeah, what position does he play?
What do you mean?
You know, on the pitch, what position is he?
Well, he's not a footballer, he's just some kid I follow on Snapchat.
Oh, right, oh, got you.
Look, I can't just sit here all day talking to the likes of you. Christian Benteke's challenged me to a game later on, but he doesn't know that I've got my hands on a Nurgle, the god of disease, pestilence and rot.
Oh, nice.
It's got a 6-centimetre rounded base, Bob. It's taking me 2 months to paint the cunt.
Well, you better get off then.
Oh, Willing. Warhammer.
See you, Roy, then.
Oh, hang on. What? There's Mick McCarthy as well. Shall we get him in?
Get him in.
Oh, Mick. Come on, son.
Oh, thank you, Mick. All right, Mick. All right, you pair of bastards.
Hiya, Mick. How can we help you today?
I've come to laugh at Ipswich. What a pack of useless bastards.
Yeah, they're not doing very well since you left, are they?
Do you know why that is?
Not really, no.
Because they're a bucket of bastards that couldn't spot a non-bastard if he was standing in their bastard bedroom with "I'm not a bastard" written on his forehead. Bastards.
Well, you're the island manager now, Mick, so don't dwell on Ipswich.
Don't tell me what to dwell on, you bastard. Who do you think you are, the French Prince of Bastards?
Oh, sorry.
Do you have a nice Christmas, Mick?
No!
So why not?
Because Christmas is a bastard. Designed for bastards who have nothing better to bastard do than sit on the bastard asses brewing tods.
Did you say much of your family, Mick?
No!
Why not?
Because they're all lazy bastards who couldn't be bothered to get in the bastard clown cars and make a bastard effort. Bastards, a lot of them.
Have you ever thought, Mick, you know, it might be you who's the bastard?
Yes, I have.
And what did you reckon?
I am. I'm a bastard. Biggest bastard on the bastard block, if you ask me, you bastard.
Well, thanks for popping in, Mick.
No bastard problem, you obvious bastard. Have a bastard of a new year. I'll see you.
See you, Mick.
Oh, fine, Mick. He had a bit of a spring of his step, didn't he?
New year, new Mick.
Do you reckon he's going somewhere? We're right. The two of them out there together.
Might be off to a lunch somewhere.
Well, thanks for having us, Andrew.
Yeah, that's about enough, I think, for now. We'll be back...
Sometime
another
in
the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it worked. I got him.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.